Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents an all-Canadian entertainment production in association with Brad Kervoy Television. A photo of two women on a mantle, a nearby business card, Dashworks Event Production.
And since we've no place to go.
Title, Sense, Sensibility, and Snowmen.
Look at this.
Man, it doesn't show signs of
stuff. Come on, Marianne. At this rate, it'll be New Year's before we get started.
Okay.
Marianne brings in cupcakes.
Merry early Christmas, everyone! Only 2 weeks to go!
Elle and I would like to thank you all for your efforts. Because of you, Dashworks has had another successful year.
And it wouldn't be fair if the party planners themselves didn't get to have a party, now would it?
Working here has been so much fun since you came on board.
Aww.
It was fun before, too.
Yeah. Now we got two Dashwood sisters for the price of one.
All work and no play has never been the Dashwood way. Right, Marion?
Right. Yes. Work and, like, a little bit of life balance is very effective.
Oh.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
In an office, a man, Edward, enters a conference room full of employees.
Good morning. So I have some exciting news. The Laurent toy store chain is interested in carrying Ferris Wheel line of toys in all of their stores. The owners will be visiting our office this week, so I need everybody to be on their A game. This could be a really big deal for us. Lots of revenue for the company and bonuses for our entire staff. So, get back to work and thanks for the extra effort.
He leaves, pulling at his collar.
How do you think that went?
Honestly, I think they're just not used to seeing you as the big boss man yet.
My father's shoes aren't going to be easy to fill. I need to make this work with the Laurents.
And you will.
He sighs. The Dashwoods on the sofa.
I just read a post online about a massive charity gala that's happening downtown.
That sounds like fun. You want me to get us tickets?
Sure, but that's not why I brought it up. We could be doing parties like that. I think we should submit our information to the organizers so they can consider us for future parties.
Galas like that are way bigger than our normal events.
Exactly.
We are doing just fine with our regular clients. Things are good just the way that they are.
Ella frowns.
Okay.
What are you doing this weekend? Besides going over the Hoffman party details.
I don't know yet. I've had a few invitations. I haven't decided.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Any big plans with Willoughby?
Well, actually, we're not seeing each other anymore.
What? Wait, are you serious? When did that happen? You didn't even mention that to me.
It's not a big deal. It's, probably for the best.
Okay, then it is probably for the best that you put yourself back out there.
No.
Ella grabs Mary's phone.
You should totally reactivate your dating app profile.
No, hey, no, listen, me and awkward small talk, it's not a thing. I would rather have a date with my book. That way I am guaranteed to have a good time.
What do you have to lose? No risk, no reward.
Yeah.
Mary grabs it back.
Since when did you take a risk on somebody?
When I meet someone worth it, I will. Okay. Yeah.
Have a good date night with your book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you two will be very happy together.
In a lobby, Ella admires a Christmas tree and then notices a painting. Edward descends the stairs nearby and watches her staring at the painting. The painting has sharp colored dots over areas of watery blue over gridded blue strokes.
Bye, Brandon.
He stops and greets her.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you believe they put that on display?
It's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something, all right. It's utter nonsense.
What? I think it's super interesting. You just need to take your time with it. Let it speak to you.
It says it looks like something my assistant 6-year-old could paint.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Well, thank you for letting me have my opinion.
He turns to leave, then stops and returns. He eyes her candy cane striped scarf.
Let me try that again.
Okay.
You must be a Christmas enthusiast.
I am. 'Tis the season and I can't get enough.
Well, it takes a bold personality to pull off such a a bold accessory.
Thank you.
He touches his tie.
Your accessory is certainly making a statement.
It's understated. Solid.
Ever consider a pattern? You might try a whimsical tie.
Whimsical...
Ella! You're here. Great.
It's been solid making awkward small talk with you.
Have a whimsical afternoon.
He leaves as Marianne arrives.
You were almost late.
Actually, I told you to come 30 minutes earlier so you'd have a buffer to be on time.
Then your strategy worked.
Who's that guy?
Oh.
Ella and Marianne Dashwood?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Brandon Williams. I'll be handling the outstanding matters on your father's estate.
Did you just call us outstanding?
They shake hands.
I'm sorry, Marianne.
I'm Williams, Brandon. Brandon Williams.
Right.
So the final documents are upstairs in my office, which will transfer the business into your names. And once we sign on the dotted line, Dashworks will officially and equally belong to both of you.
All right, partner.
Marianne gives a thumbs up. Edward in his office.
Sorry to interrupt, boss, but you have an impromptu visitor.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Your father's having a little trouble adjusting to his retirement.
Mom, you look beautiful.
I like what you've done to my office, son. I mean, your office. So, when did the Laurents get to town?
This weekend.
Good. This deal will be quite the coup for us. It's a chance for the company to finally break into the European market.
I'm sure Edward knows what he's doing.
I hope so. The board is counting on you to make this happen.
Well, in fact, I've been putting a report together, and I think that you will be very impressed with the numbers.
This will be very important. But when I started negotiations with the Laurents, they made it clear they make their decisions based on gut feelings, not statistics. You'll need to appeal to them on a personal level.
Okay, Lloyd. I think you've had your fill of shop talk for the day. Will we see you on Christmas?
Yeah, sure. If I can get away from the office. Thanks for dropping by.
Bye.
In Dashworks' office, Ella and Marianne organize as they talk.
We can do anything with Dashworks. We don't have to play it so safe anymore. I think it's time that we grow, change, evolve, develop, flourish.
I respect all of your vocabulary, but do you actually know what growing Dashworks would entail?
Yes, I do. It means taking on bigger scale events for larger clients.
Yes, right, but that would require a lot more steps. Like, we would have to hire more staff, put more resources into marketing, get a bank loan.
Great. Let's do it.
You haven't thought all this through. We want to dream big. We have to aim big.
Can we please just focus on the projects that we've been commissioned for right now before thinking about the future of our business?
If you insist.
Thank you. How's the apartment searching going?
I've seen so many, but none of them are quite right. Besides, they all require a minimum year lease.
Maybe you just need to commit?
Or maybe you just don't want me crashing at your house anymore.
You can stay with me as long as you want. But you have been in Chicago for almost a year now, and you are still living out of your suitcase.
You call it my suitcase. I call it my closet.
Charlotte hands Edward a Chicago Weekly magazine.
Thank you.
Edwards is featured in the magazine.
Oh, boss.
Charlotte.
I've been looking for you. This just arrived at the office.
Oh. Once considered the gold standard in toy innovation, Ferris Wheel Toys is under new management and struggling to spin its way towards its usual success this season?
Who's that?
That is the incredibly obnoxious guy I met yesterday, who is apparently the CEO of Ferris Wheel Toys.
While Edward David Ferris no doubt has a mind for data, it's hard to imagine a young, playful boy who grew up surrounded by toys. Since Ferris's appointment as CEO, stock prices have already begun to drop due to concerns about his leadership.
Sounds about right.
You have to admit, he's kind of cute.
Uptight and smug isn't exactly my type.
She flips over the copy of Chicago Weekly. In front of the skyscraper, Edward and a woman greet the Laurents as they arrive. A light snow falls.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Laurent.
Mr. Laurent carries a copy of the magazine.
May I introduce Lucy Steele, our vice president of production.
Delighted to meet you at last. It's our first time in your city, and we want to do everything, especially all the festive activities.
Festive?
Oh, we simply love this time of year.
Well, then you should definitely check out the tree lighting tomorrow night.
Great idea.
Vivienne and I have been doing all kinds of research for our trip. This was a very enlightening read.
Yes, I was very nervous during that interview, but hopefully you'll get to know me a little bit better over your time here.
Of course. We are looking forward to getting acquainted.
Yes, and there will be ample time for that. Ample time for that, because we are having a party.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
When?
On the 23rd.
Oh. How wonderful.
Well, we would love to show you around our offices, so right this way.
Oh, merci.
Lucy grabs him by the shoulder.
You have time to throw a party?
Of course. How hard can it be?
Lucy and Edward catch up to the Laurents. A stage set for the Nutcracker with decorated tables.
Final checklist for Mrs. Hoffman's pre-show party.
Venue.
You're looking at it.
So cool. I love the Nutcracker.
Me too. Okay, catering.
Already prepping in the back. The first wave of appetizers will be up by 6 p.m.
Decorations.
They're all formed from pieces from the set and already in place.
Music.
Who's on music?
Oh, sorry. The string quartet.
What time are they arriving?
Normal time? I told them the party starts at 6.
Have you talked to their manager? Where's their contract?
I thought you dealt with that part.
I'm on the phone with them.
Mary makes fists with her hands as Ella looks on, eyes wide.
And you want to plan bigger events?
They're not coming.
We can find a replacement.
You mean I can find a replacement?
Later, a ballerina spins in front of gathered guests. Ella leads a woman to Marianne.
Marianne, Mrs. Hoffman was just saying how much everyone has been enjoying the party.
It's true. You have put on quite the soiree. And the speech Ella prepared for me received huge applause. So thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure.
See, everything worked out, just like always.
Well, thank goodness John had classical music on his phone.
Ella's smile fades.
You okay? She always forgives me. But this time I have to come up with a way to make it up to her.
Ella sulks. In a bar, Edward talks to a friend. Ella sits nearby, sullen.
If all goes well, I think this might actually go to trial. That's pretty exciting.
That is super exciting. I want to hear all about it. But first, I need your help.
Oh, right, yeah. You said on the phone something about a party emergency?
Yeah, I'm throwing a party for 100 people.
Okay, and how do I fit into it?
Well, you threw a party for your firm.
Well, yeah, I hired a professional party planner. I mean, that's what you need.
Yeah, but everybody recommended to me his book, so...
Not everybody. I could plan.
It's you.
Never mind.
Eavesdropping on conversations.
Ella.
Brandon.
You know my cousin Edward?
Not exactly. We had one awkward conversation.
Well, today's your lucky day because Ella and her sister are party planners.
Ella and Edward look at each other, jaws dropped.
Well, when's the event?
The 23rd.
That's only, what, 9 days away?
Do you think Dashworks has the bandwidth to take on another...
I really don't think that's necessary. I mean, I can do it myself. It's not like it's rocket science.
Sure. It's just a teeny tiny 100-person gathering. You know what you should do? You should enlist the help of your assistant's 6-year-old. I'm sure he knows all about guest lists and food allergies, and good luck to you. You're gonna need it.
Edward, don't be absurd. Things at Ferris Wheel are of a certain caliber. Think of the company's reputation.
Sorry. Did you just say it was a Ferris Wheel company party?
Yes, it's the first time we're throwing such an event.
You know what? I'm sure we can find space for you on our calendar.
She offers him a card, but he does not take it.
Okay, forget it. Looks like you've got it all figured out. I'll see you later, Brandon.
She walks away.
Wait. If you would be willing, I'd like to hire you. You can charge me whatever is fair.
Then we have a deal.
They shake. Their eyes meet. Marianne walks in to find Ella on a laptop.
Morning. I am so sorry about all of the confusion with the quartet last night. I'm sorry.
Forgetting to dot your I's and cross your T's isn't exactly what I would call, you know, confusion, but okay.
You're right. I will be more organized next time.
Mm-hmm. What are you working on?
Hypothetically speaking, if you needed to book a large venue for December 23rd, where would you start?
Yeah, well, hypothetically speaking, I would have started months ago. Why?
Because we have a major new client.
What?
Brandon's cousin runs Ferris Wheel Toys, as in the Ferris Fair. And we are going to be doing his big holiday party. Isn't that great?
We aren't doing anything. No, we are too busy. You call him right now. You have to cancel.
Cancel?
Yes.
Wait, look, just because this fell into your lap doesn't mean that it's a good idea. Okay, honey, give me a chance to make up for the mistakes of last night.
Ella pouts.
Please.
What is that? Really?
Oh.
Fine, but you need to focus. Like, I mean, focusing the most you've ever focused.
I will not let you down.
Fine. Call the Wabash Reception Hall. I think they just opened up after renovations. They've got this beautiful stained glass ceiling. They may have availability. Thank you.
Ella arrives at Edward's office.
He'll be right in. I'm Charlotte, Edward's executive assistant.
Oh, you're the one with the 6-year-old.
Yes, Thomas. He's a handful.
Oh, my goodness. Is that an original Ferris bear? Oh, it's just like the one I had as a kid. Just as cuddly, too. It's really a shame they discontinued these.
Well, the data said he wasn't marketable anymore.
She wears a snowman scarf.
Welcome to Ferris Wheel. So do you buy those scarves in bulk?
Would you like me to get you one next time I place an order? I'm thinking beige with beige accents, perhaps.
Shall we make a to-do list?
Actually, I've brought along Marianne's trademark party planning checklist. It's the gateway for a perfect problem-free party.
Fantastic. Where should we start?
Venue. We're only 8 days out, so there aren't a lot of options, but we can check out the Wabash Reception Hall today.
Okay, well, that sounds suitable. It's just important that this feels polished.
Isn't this a toy company?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Something a tad more festive. Nothing major. It'll still be refined and elegant.
You did say the Laurents loved the holidays.
True.
Ella widens her eyes.
Okay, as long as it still feels sophisticated.
Great. And I was also thinking maybe you and your executives could do a choreographed dance.
Oh. No.
So we'll table that.
Hmm.
Maybe we could circle back.
Marianne checks a file in the Dashworks office when Brandon arrives.
Hey!
Hey! Sorry to pop in unannounced. I was just in the area, so...
What's up?
What's up? Oh, right. So I brought by the notarized copies of the documents you signed. So they're...
Oh!
Oops!
Thank you.
Elf down!
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I've never met a file that I didn't want to... A file. Sorry, that was supposed to be funny.
No, that's funny. You're funny.
Is that normal? Hmm? I mean, for a lawyer to make a house call? I mean, an office call? We're in an office. We're here.
Yeah, I usually courier them, but I was in the area and I just wanted to see you have the documents. So, mission accomplished.
Yeah. Okay.
What's that?
What?
Oh, I thought you said something.
Oh, I thank you for this.
Oh, yes. You're welcome. I'm going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Help. Whoa.
Ella and Edward walk on a snow-lined sidewalk.
So, have you worked at Ferris Wheel long?
Forever. Started interning when I was a kid.
So you weren't always the big man on campus.
No, hardly. My dad felt it was important that I work my way up the ladder, not just be handed the reins.
It's admirable. But you never wanted to try something different?
No, honestly. My parents didn't demand I take over Ferris Wheel. It's what I wanted. I got my MBA and that was that.
You really are the opposite of a risk taker.
You say that with such authority.
Let's just say I've tried a few careers on for size. I think it's important to challenge yourself with new experiences.
Yes, there's something exciting about jumping from job to job, but there's also something to be said for stability.
And there's something to be said for refusing to stagnate. That's why I want to revitalize Dashworks.
How long have you worked there?
Here and there over the past few years, but full-time just after the new year.
That's not very long. Are you sure that you're up for the...
Yes, I am. Party planning is in my blood.
If you say so.
They enter the hall, with its expansive stained glass ceiling. Edward is on his phone.
Venue provides the skeleton, and we are responsible for bringing in the catering, decor, and entertainment.
Huh. Well, this is so involved.
Now, the first order of business is deciding on a theme.
Obviously, Christmas.
Christmas is the occasion. A theme could be a masquerade ball, winter wonderland, ugly sweater party.
I think we could do winter wonderland.
Typical.
What's wrong with winter wonderland? You're the one that put it on the list.
I was just providing my client with options. That's my job. Winter wonderland is a fine idea.
But you wouldn't choose it.
Why don't you tell me what Christmas means to you? It'll help us brainstorm. How do you normally celebrate?
Well, this year it's about the party.
Right, but that's for work. What do you do for your personal celebration?
I don't celebrate. The season is about completing a statistical review of my year.
What do you give for gifts? Spreadsheets?
Actually, yes, I give my father a financial ledger. It's a tradition I plan on continuing, even though he is retired.
Good grief, I was joking.
What do you do for Christmas?
Well, I celebrate. The Dashwoods go all out. We leave cookies for Santa, we tell Yuletide stories, we build gingerbread houses. And on Christmas morning, there is an explosion of presents.
It's a little juvenile.
Juvenile? There is no age limit on Christmas spirit, Edward. We're getting off track. Winter Wonderland it is, but perhaps you will consider some glitter, maybe a pop of color.
Fine. No glitter. One color.
He stalks away. She follows.
Maybe two?
Marianne and Ella.
How's the planning going?
Great. And I'm using your checklist.
You are?
Yes.
An elaborately decorated room.
It looks amazing!
Hi.
Brandon. Hi.
I brought treats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marianne, meet my cousin Edward.
Ah, the other half, the dynamic Dashwood duo.
Yes.
So what are you doing here? Did you get lost on the way to the boardroom?
Well, the Laurents are here, so I am here. What does one do here? What's the objective?
Well, this is it. We're hanging out, having a tasty beverage.
It's called merriment.
That's it.
Ah. Do you want to check out the tree?
Enjoy.
Yeah.
The Laurents arrive.
What's the matter, Edward? Are you going to turn into a pie chart if we're here past 9 p.m.?
Edward! You're here!
Yes, hi. Ah.
Isn't this magnifique?
Edward, it isn't even lit yet. Hi, I'm Ella.
Ella's helping with the party.
What do you recommend for us this evening?
How about...
This is Chicago's hub for all things holiday. Right over there is an amazing craft
market.
And there are loads of booths with very tasty...
Treats and drinks.
And we'd be happy to show you around just as soon as they've lit the...
Tree!
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree lights up, and the crowd applauds. Edward smiles at Ella, and she gives him a big grin back. At the Ferris office, Ella sees a child playing in a room by himself. She joins him for a moment. Charlotte and Edward arrive.
Hi. Are you the new intern?
Ferris?
Yes, please.
Here's your card.
There you are, Thomas. I'm so sorry, boss. My babysitter canceled at the last minute.
Oh, it's no problem.
Come on, let's go.
Bye, Thomas.
Bye.
Want to play? Got an extra truck.
No. I have to review these financial reports.
Don't you have an accounting department to handle that?
Yes, of course, but I'm in charge, so the buck stops with me. Must be the same with your sister and you.
Actually, in our case, Marianne handles most of the bucks.
Right, well, I have to ensure that everything is done correctly. This is a major toy company. It's not just fun and games.
Oh, hello, am I interrupting?
Ella Dashwood, meet Lucy Steele. She's one of our senior executives.
Oh, you're Ella. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
So is there more party to plan?
Yes, we are conquering invitations and menus.
I sent you figures on the new truck design.
Is it viable?
Well, if we reduce mobility by just 5%, it could mean big savings at the factory.
Okay, I want to run those numbers past my dad, get his opinion.
Okay. I should run, but I'm really looking forward to the party. I don't think that we've been to a formal event together since we were prom dates.
It's true. Well, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Ella and Edward in the lobby.
So, with the event only 7 days away, we'll have to send out the invitations online.
Understood, but disappointing.
I put together some templates for you to have a look at. I know how much you value deliberate decision-making.
Thank you. And we can still free-flow some additional ideas, I'm sure.
An invitation.
Have a look.
Too busy.
I assume so. But maybe one day you'll surprise me.
At a restaurant.
I thought we were checking out caterers.
Well, traditional catering can be so stale. Figuratively speaking, I'm sure the food is fresh. So we're going to go with Francesco's. I already know you like the food.
Are you sure a restaurant this size can handle such a large order?
Francesco has been begging for opportunities to branch out. Besides, if anything goes wrong, we'll just order pizzas. I'm joking. Edward, take a chance and trust me. Look, they've prepared such beautiful samples. We'll see what appeals to you and then place the order.
Ho, ho, ho.
Seems someone is feeling the Christmas spirit.
No, I'm simply finding the need for nutrition, not the need for celebration.
You really don't like celebrating, do you?
It's not that I'm opposed to celebration in principle. It's just It's very busy for us at Ferris Wheel. I'll visit my parents at Christmas if there's time.
You know, Marianne and I are busy too, but we make time for the season. Especially now that it's just us.
He continues eating.
I would give for one more Christmas with our parents.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have gotten that sentimental. This is supposed to be cheerful. Here, why don't you try the escargot?
Escargot. Ladies first.
Oh, I've had it in France. Delish.
I don't think I'm an escargot kind of guy.
Come on, Edward. Live a little.
I'm good with crab cakes. What else is there?
Marianne enters a room where workers are decorating with tables and props.
This one?
That one.
Great.
Guys, this looks really great. Yeah.
There she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Edward. How's the planning going?
So far, so good. Ella has been very patient with me.
So the checklist says that tomorrow is decor, so I thought I'd bring Edward by to show him what Dashworks can accomplish.
Speaking of checklist, I should go over that thank you, and I'll leave you two to look around.
He runs his fingers over a large sleigh.
So, what do you think?
It's fantastic. So, I invited the Laurents over tomorrow for cocktails. It's important that I build a relationship with them, you know, to help with our rapport.
Did you want some suggestions on what to serve?
No, food is all taken care of. It's just that my house is so unfestive, and, well, I was wondering if...
Edward, are you trying to ask if I'd help you decorate your home?
I know that you are incredibly busy, and I, of course, would pay you for your time.
I would love to, and please consider it a gift.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome very much.
You know, I've been thinking about that painting in Brandon's office.
And?
I still hate it.
She tilts her head and grins. Marianne and Ellie in their kitchen.
You're helping Edward do what?
Decorate. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, you're already bored with party planning?
No, not at all. I just thought this was an extra service we could offer as a part of the expansion plan.
Right, yeah, your idea is to sort of grow Dashworks. I tried to explain it to Brandon.
Okay, I know you're annoyed with me, but can we please, please talk about your massive crush on Brandon?
Ella leans on Marianne.
Yeah, okay, wow, it's ridiculous.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's not even a thing.
No, no, no.
It's not.
Sure.
Ella grins. Now, she works on her laptop when a message arrives for a screenwriting workshop.
Dear Ella, it's Rebecca. Come to New York. I need a study buddy. Interesting.
I've always wanted to write.
The bartenders for the Ferris party just sent over their service contracts.
Oh, how does Marianne do all this?
She must be a genius. So, do we have everything we need for the Fairmont event?
Except for the party favors.
Great, I'll pick up some cool stuff tomorrow. And were you able to put together that list for me?
The list of the best-selling Ferris wheel toys? I'm on it.
Awesome.
I'm gonna grab a quick bite with Ray. Do you want me to bring you back anything?
Yes. How about all the details about your new boyfriend?
I didn't expect to like him this much. We have nothing in common.
But you just click.
Exactly.
I keep waiting and hoping for that. That feeling, that instinctive feeling that everything is just right.
She gazes off. Edward arrives.
Hi.
Hi.
Looks like I'm in the right place.
Welcome to Dashworks.
I'll see you later.
Great.
Margaret points at him and raises her eyebrows. Ella knits her brows hard.
So, this is where the magic happens. Less chaotic than I would have thought.
Thank you.
I'm just happy there isn't any artwork on display that would cause me to ponder it for days, because there simply isn't time.
So, shall we go? I'm pretty sure the tree I ordered should be at your place by the time we pick up all the decorations.
Tree you ordered? I thought we were going to go to the tree lot together.
What can I say? Dashworks is full service. Come on, Edward.
Come in.
He follows her out. Now they arrive in his home with a tree and decorations.
Oh boy, this is even more dire than I expected. It's a good thing we bought extra decorations.
Okay, where should we put it?
How about over here, by the kitchen?
Okay, how's this?
A bit further.
Uh-huh.
And drop.
Great. The tree tilts.
Okay?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, and one more.
The tree tilts the other way.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Very smooth.
It finally stands.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He carefully places one ornament at a time.
Edward, we should probably pick up the pace or we're going to be here all day.
She throws a handful of tinsel at the tree. He tries to straighten it. Now the tree is finished.
The Laurents are really going to love it.
It's a bit busy. But I defer to your expertise.
Where was that photo taken?
Iceland. I traveled there during my second year of college for an exchange.
Oh, I did my fair share of traveling after college with my friend Rebecca. And then we would come back and take on part-time jobs between trips.
Ah, so the many careers.
Yeah, well, after we lost my mom, I just realized that life was too short, you know? I always made it back for Christmas in Chicago, though. That's sacred.
A wise person once said, the greatest risk is true commitment.
Hmm. Who said that?
I read that in a fortune cookie.
They share drinks in his living room.
It's actually pretty funny timing. I just got an email from Rebecca asking me if I'd do this screenwriting course with her.
Will you?
No. No, I'm too happy now. And besides, it's like you said, I can't jump around trying new things forever.
You're sticking with Dashworks.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to show Marianne how committed I am to our work. Speaking of work, what did your dad think of those new truck designs?
Well, I decided to evaluate them myself first, form my own opinion.
A very savvy decision. What do the kids think?
What kids?
Kids who play with your toys. What do they want out of a truck?
Oh, well, from the parents we interviewed, we found that...
What? Wait, what? You get your information from parents?
Well, they're the ones doing the purchasing.
But they're not the ones doing the playing.
He knits his brow.
Yeah.
Marianne and Brandon in a cafe.
Listen, when some of these parties wrap up, you think you'll have some more free time in the new year?
Yeah, well... If my sister doesn't keep committing us to parties she doesn't talk to me about first, then yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was hoping that I could take you out for a proper dinner.
You could like a date?
A date.
Ah.
If you're interested.
Yeah, I would be.
Great.
Edward finds Ella in the lobby with Thomas.
See you later. Ella, do we have an appointment?
I'm gonna send her for a rocket ship.
Hey, Thomas, are you waiting for your mom?
Actually, Charlotte had a few errands to run, so I offered to look after Thomas today. We're going on an adventure.
Oh, an adventure. Where are you off to?
Actually, Brandon's firm is hosting a party for the staff's kids. And I hear Santa will be making an appearance. He'll be bringing lots of toys.
Yes, in fact, I know where Santa got a lot of his toys this year. Do you mind if I tag along? It might be useful for me to see how the kids interact with the products.
Not at all. Just make sure you don't cut in line in front of Thomas to see Santa.
Oh, you're the one that's going to be cutting in line to see Santa. Hey, Thomas, what else are you going to ask for from Santa Claus this year?
A robot.
Robot?
Oh, you guys look so great. Who's ready to meet Santa? Ooh, yes!
And what would you like for Christmas?
A rocket ship.
Oh, yes. Anything else?
A race car. Tricycle, a giant robot.
I think he asked for everything that we make.
He's smart to cast a wide net.
What do you think he'll be when he grows up? A firefighter or an astronaut?
I'm putting my money on Elf.
I wanted to be an elf.
No.
Yes. I had the whole getup, even the striped socks.
That I would have loved to see. You must have been super cute.
They grin at each other.
He had a great time with Santa.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
It's really not a problem.
Bye. Hey, Thomas, that was your mommy. She's just running a few minutes behind.
So, how should we fill the time?
Making some snowman.
Oh, I don't think we should do that. I think we should make 3 snowmen.
Yeah!
All right. Boom! You're a good sport today.
He carries Thomas on his shoulders.
Well, Thomas, what do you think? Does this look like a good place to build snowmen?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Here we go.
He sets him down.
Get to it.
They begin building.
What a beautiful snow family!
Your snowman has a funny shaped head, Mr. Raff.
Hey, don't make fun of my snowman.
You know what this snowman needs.
What?
Your tie.
Oh, really?
Hand it over.
He removes his tie.
Besides, you are dressed way too seriously for frolicking in the snow anyway. This snowman could really use an accessory. There, that's better.
Edward packs snow.
No, don't even think about it. Edward, no, I'm not kidding you.
He throws the snowball at her, and she returns fire.
Oh, you're not.
Edward!
And I was worried that you weren't going to have a good time.
Charlotte arrives, and Edwards helps Sella up from the snow.
Thanks.
At Edward's home, he makes last-minute adjustments.
Come in.
I come bearing pie.
Wow. Dashworks really is a full-service business.
Yeah. So, good luck tonight, and don't say anything about Mary spreadsheets or whatever.
Since you're here, could you stay?
You want me to chaperone your cocktail hour?
Sort of. It's just that you're so good with the Laurents, and I think they really respond.
She smooths his lapel.
Respond to your energy.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
May I take your coat?
His eyes widen when the doorbell rings.
They're early.
Just breathe.
She smiles at him. At the table.
This trip is terrible for my diet.
Oh, well, what's eaten on vacation stays on vacation, am I right?
Toot Blue, my dear. She's a delight.
Tell us, Edward, how did the Ferrises get into toys in the first place?
Well, my great-grandfather had limited resources financially, but he was determined to make sure that my grandfather could play and have a normal childhood. My great-grandmother did most of the sewing, and they were an amazing team. That's how the Ferris Bear was born.
Wow. That is so sweet. What a special story.
Mm-hmm. When my grandfather grew up, he was inspired to bring the same thing to a whole new generation of children, so he founded the Ferris Wheel Toy Company. And the Ferris Bear was the first toy they put on the market.
My father started the Laurent chain from nothing, too. And look what both our families have achieved.
Mm. Your father must be proud, Edward, with you carrying on the Ferris legacy.
I hope so. I'm trying to follow in his footsteps.
Marianne at the office.
I think I saw a stapler. Here.
She finds the flyer for the screenwriting course on Ella's desk.
Why am I not surprised?
Do a successful evening with the Laurents.
Cheers.
Restaurant.
We're practically regulars here now.
So tell me, how do you come up with such inventive ideas?
Oh, that's the easy part. My dad always said I had a robust imagination. I just love dreaming up ideas for our parties.
Pragmatic and playful.
That's why I want to take on bigger projects for Dashworks. I love our work. I just can't be satisfied with the status quo.
No, you shouldn't be satisfied. The sky's the limit.
Yeah, not according to Marianne. She's pretty content with things the way they are. Anyway, what about you?
You know my work bio.
But I don't know what you do when you're off the clock. You can't be all graphs and flow charts.
Believe it or not, I am a nationally ranked ping pong player.
No.
For real.
You did it.
Yep.
You surprised me.
Ella arrives home.
Honey, I'm home. Marianne? Hi. What's wrong?
She holds up the flyer.
I found this on your desk.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca sent that. Looks cool, but I'm not gonna do it.
You sure?
Yeah, I already wrote to her to let her know that she'd be enjoying it with someone else.
You were tempted?
I mean, a little. So what?
So you keep saying that you want to take Dashworks to the next level.
And I do. More staff, enhanced marketing, loans, all of it.
Yeah, well, if we're going to do that, I need to know that you're fully on board. Ella, we're in this partnership together.
Ella smiles and turns to leave. Edward and Ella on a sidewalk.
I really appreciate you making this a combo meeting with my errands.
Sure, no problem.
So, I was looking at the seating chart, and I figured that we can put the marketing group with accounting.
Mm-hmm, that seems fine.
Okay, yesterday you were all about mixing up the departments so they could get to know each other. You called it the holiday shop talk swap.
Whatever you think is best.
Okay, now I definitely know something's up. You have never said those words to me before. What's going on?
It's really not a big deal, and I don't want to saddle you with my personal drama.
They stop and then resume walking.
Is it boy trouble? Do you secretly have a crush on Santa Claus? Or is Jack Frost more your type?
No, my problems have nothing to do with any boys.
How about I buy you an overly complicated beverage and you can tell me all about it?
At a sidewalk cart.
An almond milk gingerbread latte, no foam with a dash of whipped cream.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Marianne doesn't trust you to take Dashworks seriously?
No.
He points out the whipped cream on her nose and she wipes.
She thinks I'm an irresponsible goof.
Well, have you ever considered putting together a business plan to show her how serious you are about expanding Dashworks?
That's a really nice suggestion. I just don't see it working. Anyway, let's get back to your errands. What's next?
Shopping. I still have a few items left to cross off my list.
Edward, you haven't even started your Christmas shopping, have you?
He grins. On looking, she finds a snowman scarf.
Oh, look! After all the snowman building you did, you must have this. It's your destiny.
You may have convinced me to wear a patterned tie to the party, but this, I'm afraid, is a bridge too far.
Well, that's your loss. Just remember, it is the scarf that got away.
So we've determined who your romantic type isn't, but who is Ella Dashwood's ideal match?
I'll know it's the right person when I know.
He nods. She turns away and sees a snowflake necklace.
That would really suit you, miss. You should buy those for your girlfriend.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're just working friend, colleagues. Mm-hmm. Actually, I should get back to work. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. You give a decent pep talk.
Good. Yes.
She smiles at him as he leaves. Ella enters Edward's office.
So cute. Hi. Top of the afternoon. I have some checks for you to sign. They're for the Wabash Center. We're only 2 days away and right on track.
All set.
Thank you.
And while I'm here...
Yes?
I was thinking about what you said about how I could prove how serious I am to Marianne, and I think you were right.
Well, that can't have been easy for you to admit.
I'm serious. And I was hoping you could give me some pointers on how to create a business plan. Maybe it'll help smooth things over with Marianne.
Let me show you something.
He brings her to his laptop.
Take a look.
He shows her a Dashworks presentation.
What in the world?
Well, a professional presentation like this is exactly what you need to move forward. You just input all your freeform ideas into the spreadsheet and you're all set.
You did all this for me?
It's nothing to it. That's what I do after all.
He hands her a flash drive.
We're ready to start.
I should go. You guys are busy. Thank you so much for this. I can't wait to get home and add in the specifics.
Actually, why don't you come and take a look at what we're doing?
He leads her to a room filled with children and toys.
May I present the Ferris Wheel Focus Group, complete with actual kids.
Amazing! Thomas is so happy he gets to play with toys all day. So I'm going to bring these kids some brownies.
Thank you. So, what is everybody up to? Oh.
He and Ella join the kids.
What do you have there?
Airplane.
For me? Thank you. An airplane? Well, show me what the airplane does. Oh, I think your plane can go higher than my plane.
Lucy and his dad arrive.
And what is the meaning of this?
Oh, Dad. What are you doing here? This is Ella Dashwood. Ella, this is my father, Lloyd Ferris.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, sir. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
We're just gathering information from the kids for next year's product strategy.
Well, we have a research and development team for that.
Why not get information, you know, directly from the horse's mouth? That's what I like.
Lucy rolls her eyes at Lloyd.
This is utter chaos. Who's regulating what they're examining?
With all due respect, sir, it's called playing.
Uh-huh.
We should go, Lloyd. We're meeting my parents for lunch. Are you still free for drinks later?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Edward stiffens up until a ball from the playroom hits him in the head. Ella and Edward return to his office.
That was perfect.
Are you sure? My father never did things in that manner. That was just so haphazard.
Right, but kids with toys are bound to be haphazard. And you are not obligated to follow every step your father took.
Follow my own path.
Exactly. If you plan on being innovative, you'll have to take a few chances.
I suppose you're right.
They lean on his desk together.
How are you today? Did you talk to Marianne?
Not yet. We're kind of avoiding each other.
At home, Ella writes in a notebook, then looks at her phone. Message from Edward reads, Festive crisis, meet me at the holiday square.
Oh.
He joins her near a tree.
Sorry I'm late. There was a mix-up at the factory with the action figures.
That is the dog ate my homework of the toy world, isn't it? So why did you want to meet here anyway?
Oh, perfect timing.
Brandon and Marianne join them. Neither Marianne nor Ella smiles.
I didn't know that you were going to be here.
Me neither.
Edward set this up. We have some very important business to conduct. We are making gingerbread houses.
Now the women grin.
Yes, let's get cracking, get some supplies. The best gingerbread house wins a prize.
Ella munches as Edward joins her.
So what's this all about? You said there was a festive crisis?
Well, I know you were upset about the situation with Marianne, and I know how much you cherish spending time with her during the holidays. Hence this evening.
Wow. That was incredibly thoughtful of you.
Call me your kindly Christmas elf.
Slow down. You haven't exactly achieved elf status just yet.
Okay, so how does this gingerbread making work? I get the impression that you are an expert.
I've made a few houses in my day, but I'm still gonna need your help.
Fine, but I am in charge of the icing.
Deal.
I guess we'll start with the roof. Seems like a ridiculous idea.
You're being very judgmental.
I guess that's what we're gonna find.
His icing globs out.
Oh boy.
We're gonna win now.
Yeah.
A judge awards a first place ribbon to Ella and Edward's house. They hug.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
She awards a ribbon to Marianne and Brandon's house.
Hey, it looks pretty good. Good.
Marianne joins Ella.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I hate spending the season apart. I'm really grateful to Edward for arranging this.
Marianne starts to speak.
Sorry.
Ella answers her phone.
Hey, John, what's up? No. The Wabash booked the event for the wrong day. We just lost our venue.
Edward and Brandon turn to hear the news.
Thank you anyway for trying.
Well, the party is 2 days away. What are we gonna do?
It says the 23rd on the contract, right here in black and white.
You mean it's their error? Shouldn't they do something?
Well, they offered you the venue for free. Next year.
Okay, people, this isn't the first time we've faced a venue problem. You know what to do.
I'm already on the phone with the Delano Hotel.
Margaret and I are emailing every place we can think of within a 20-mile radius.
Thank you. Edward, you don't have to stay. I know you've got plans with Lucy.
Don't be absurd. She'll understand.
Okay, what can I do to help?
Maybe order us some snacks? I think it's gonna be a long night.
Done.
Marianne smiles as Brandon walks away. Ella comes to her.
Marianne, I am so sorry. This is all my fault. I know I let you down again. It's a disaster.
You knew the venue was gonna make a colossal mistake you had no control over?
You're not mad?
Not at you. It's a setback, not a disaster.
Marianne smiles.
What?
Okay.
Ella stares for a moment and then smiles.
Edward, I have a solution. We're gonna throw the party at your house.
My house? Mm-hmm. No, that's impossible. I don't think that...
Do you trust me?
Marianne glances at him.
I really hope this works.
Me too. But regardless, you have been really focused. Edward's been a good influence on you.
He has his moments.
Marianne gets serious.
Whatever happens at Dashworks, you know that I love you. Right? No matter what.
Me too. You're my best friend, Marianne. Nothing's ever gonna change that. I would hate to spend the holidays away from you.
They hug.
Hey, maybe after this is all over, you'll tell me what was going on between you and Brandon at the town square.
No. Hey, got pizza.
Great.
Pepperoni.
Edward at his home with his parents.
Mom, Dad, thank you for coming.
What's the occasion? I see you've gone all out on the decorations.
Well, I wanted to talk with you about something.
Oh?
Dad?
Yes?
I have nothing but respect for you, but I run the company now, and I need the freedom to start making decisions on my own.
I was at the helm of Ferris Wheel for a long time. I simply want you to benefit from my experience.
You've trained me my whole life, and I'm ready.
There is still more for you to learn, you know. When I was...
His wife stares him down.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe we can take a picture to remember this occasion.
He pours drinks for them all and then takes a selfie.
Our first eggnog family portrait. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just going over the invoices from the last few events.
Hey, I meant to tell you yesterday, but really nice work troubleshooting all of that. That was amazing.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
Hey, that's what partners are for.
Ella checks her phone to see the selfie.
What?
Nothing. It's just Edward getting into the Christmas spirit.
You know your whole I'll know the right man when I know mantra?
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Then how come you can't see him when he's standing right in front of you?
What? What are you even talking about?
Edward. Obviously.
Oh, okay.
He is enthralled by you. You clearly like him. Every time you walk into the room, he's got these great big puppy dog eyes over you.
Okay. There is nothing going on between me and Edward, all right? We are getting along better than we did at the beginning, but that's it. And besides, he is clearly interested in his colleague, Lucy. They were high school sweethearts, so.
Look, you don't have to admit it to me, but you might consider telling Edward how you feel.
Ella rolls her eyes. At the Christmas square.
What a charming gathering. What should we do?
Well, I've been told that Christmas season isn't complete without a sleigh ride.
Shall we?
The Laurents board a carriage and wave goodbye.
Thank you for suggesting I invite Jacques and Vivian back out tonight.
Well, consider me your holiday guru.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's office party eve. One more day until they make their decision.
Salut! Joyeux Noël!
And three more days until Christmas, when you can finally get back to your regularly scheduled paperwork. Can't have been easy for you. Enjoying yourself like this.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm spending all of Christmas with my parents.
Really? Well, that's wonderful.
Your spirit is contagious.
And you can be kind of fun when you let your guard down.
I think that's your doing. I have something for you.
You didn't have to do that. I don't have anything for you.
It's just a small gift of gratitude to say thank you for going above and beyond.
She pulls a teddy bear out of the bag.
It's a Ferris bear!
You were looking at the prototype of Ferris Bear 2.0.
Oh?
After the focus group with the kids, I decided to relaunch the line.
Oh, well, he's perfect, and I will take very good care of him.
Also,
he takes the necklace off the bear and clasps it around Ella's neck. It is the snowflake necklace they found shopping.
I can't imagine it on anyone else. Except the bear.
I really don't know what to say. It's just way too much.
It's not nearly enough. Also, I figured you out.
Meaning?
Meaning I know your type.
Oh.
It's Frosty the Snowman.
You got me. And I have always wanted a man who looks good in a hat.
He tips his cap to her and offers his elbow.
M'lady.
She takes his elbow, and they climb in another carriage.
Hello, sir.
Hello there.
Miss.
Oh, thank you.
Allow me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ella leads Edward.
Almost there. Almost there. Just a few more steps. All right. Are you ready?
Yes. Can you take this off now?
He stands at a handrail and looks out. Snowflakes and trees are near.
Wow.
The space below them is filled with people and decorated with elegant lights, bright white Christmas trees, tables, and more. It's the cute-
You are a magician. I'm blown away.
You really like it?
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Elle and Edward see the Laurents arrive with Edward's parents.
Ah, here come my parents and the Laurents.
It's a moment of truth.
Hello, welcome. This is quite the event you put together. We're having the most fabulous time.
Well, we have Ella to thank for that. We wanted your last night in town to be a special one.
Vivienne and I hope to return the favor. We have made a decision.
We would be honored to carry Ferris wheel toys in all our stores.
I am so excited. Oh,
oh, thank you.
We will firm up all the details in the new year.
Congratulations, son. Well done.
He grabs her hands in his.
You did it!
We did it. May I have this dance? Getting a lot of compliments on the party. Hope you brought lots of business cards.
I'm very glad that I eavesdropped on your conversation with Brandon and scored this gig.
Me too.
They sway to the music. He gazes into her eyes. Nearby, Marianne and Brandon dance together.
Check these two out.
You know, somebody needs to tell someone how they feel.
The sisters sidle up to each other as they dance.
Lucy's looking for you.
I should.
Of course. You're the host. You have to stay on duty.
Save me room on your dance card.
Will do.
Lucy.
Edward, I can't believe you pulled it off.
Memories of high school winter formal.
Ella watches as Edward and Lucy talk.
He sounds like a great guy.
He is.
Well, selfishly, I'm hoping it works out, so that way my dad will stop harassing me about us getting back together again.
You were the perfect high school boyfriend, and we're much better off as friends. Besides, I think you have an eye on someone else.
Oh, yeah?
Edward Ferris, I have known you my entire life. I have never seen you look at a woman the way you look at Ella Dashwood.
What can I say? She's very special to me. It just feels right.
Ella sees them hug and kiss.
I have to admit, I think this is our best party ever. Good work. I'm gonna go check on dessert.
It's time for Andrew to say a few words. Can you take this back?
I
gotta go help Francesco.
Okay.
Thanks.
Alone, Ella sulks.
Hey, Dad. You having a good evening?
I'm really proud of you, son. I was wrong. You know exactly what you're doing.
That means the world to me.
Come here.
His dad hugs him.
Hey, Stanley. Merry early Christmas.
Hey, tremendous news about Laurent. Well, you know, all of us on the board, we're just ecstatic.
Ferris Wheel is in extremely capable hands. Edward is going to make a truly fine leader.
Indeed.
Stanley?
Who organized this party? They did a marvelous job.
Oh, it's just a small planner we found last minute.
My wife and I are celebrating our anniversary next year. We need someone to organize it for us. You know, it's our 30th.
Wow, well, that is quite a milestone, but I don't think my planners are for you. They're unsuitable.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Ella overhears.
Well, anyway, wonderful work on the Laurent project.
Thank you.
Edward spies Ella and smiles.
Hey, there you are. Can I take you for another spin around the dance floor?
Time for your speech.
Well, after my speech.
I'm not really in the mood.
Hey,
Can I get you a glass of champagne, or?
Why did you offer to build our business plan when you obviously think I'm a total joke?
I don't think that at all. I want you to take Dashworks to new heights. The sky's the limit, remember?
If that were true, then why would you say I'm unsuitable?
Oh, no. No, that's not.
I hope you and Lucy enjoy your evening together.
Wait, Ella, I need.
Okay, good. You already have a microphone. Start for your speech. Let's go.
I just need to explain.
Okay, let's go.
He hesitates, but takes the stage.
Hi,
Ella stands stiffly, watching the speech.
I have some, exciting news, to share with you.
Hey.
All joining us.
Marianne joins her.
She's not feeling well, is all.
This is, it's been a big success for Ferris Wheel tonight, and I couldn't have done it alone. I need to make sure.
Things are running smoothly. Me and the staff can take care of the rest if you want to head home.
Thank you.
Sure? Yeah, of course. We'll see you at home.
Ferris Wheel toys will be carried in the European Laurent chain of stores.
Ella leaves the party. At home, Marianne joins her on the sofa.
Hey, here you are. You still feeling sick? Edward was asking about you. He's really worried about you.
He should worry about his girlfriend, not me.
His what?
His girlfriend? He's with Lucy. Saw it with my own eyes.
Marianne frowns.
I'm so sorry. No wonder you're upset. I had no idea.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I shouldn't have egged you on about your feelings for him. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
But hey, your idea to take on the Ferris event? That was a really good one. You should see all of the business cards I collected. I know. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You should call some of those in the new year. Set up some appointments.
Unsuitable. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Ella smiles and continues eating cookies.
Just not a big thing, but those are for Santa.
Can you just give me this?
Yep.
Thanks.
Ella receives a call from Edward but declines it. She throws her phone on the sofa and fingers through the cards.
Hi, it's Ella. Please leave a message.
Edward frowns. Ella sits by the tree with Marianne.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You ready to get your gift on?
Do you know it?
This one first.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. So glad you're here.
Oh, it's so cute!
Wait for it.
Imagine Bottoms. Stop.
The sisters exchange gifts. At Edwards, Lloyd holds a golf club.
I thought you could enjoy those in your retirement.
Oh, I am signing up for golf lessons.
They're perfect. Thank you. Somewhere in here, there may be another one for you. Ah, of course. Here it is. Thank you.
Ella opens a big box to find a new scarf.
This is the most festive scarf I've ever seen.
You think I don't know you?
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I might have another gift for you.
Oh. Hello.
Marianne unwraps a box to reveal a spreadsheet.
Is this a financial ledger? It is. It's our year-end accounting. And I've also been working on a business proposal that showcases all of Dashworks' potential. I'm going to be the equal partner you deserve. This is all I ever wanted. Marianne, your commitment. I would love to grow the business and try bigger things. I just didn't want to do it alone. This is incredible. Thank you. If you can handle it, I have one more present for you. Just after New Year's, I'm going to be moving out.
What? I mean, you found a place?
With a 2-year lease.
I'm really proud of you.
The women hug. At Edwards.
Thank you.
Come in.
Brandon.
Greetings, Ferris family. Uncle Lloyd.
Hi.
Evelyn, looking lovely. So I'm just on my way to Mary Ann's. Thought I'd pop in and say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, dear.
Hey, cuz.
Hey, cuz.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Don't mind if I do. Look, is there something you want to tell me about you and Lucy?
No.
Well, according to Ella, you and Lucy are an item again.
Edward frowns and looks away.
There's something I have to do. Can you come with me?
Yeah.
Ella and Marianne clean up.
You don't mind that I invited Brandon over, do you?
Not at all. I'm really happy for you guys.
You look super cute together.
Please. What are you waiting for? Go get him. Okay.
Ella continues straightening as Brandon and Marianne walk in.
Oh. Wow, that is so sweet. Thank you.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I will give you guys some privacy. I have some packing to get cracking on anyway.
Wait. I think there's somebody else at the door.
Ella steps into the foyer to see Edward.
What are you doing here?
I needed to explain what happened at the party, and you won't answer my calls, so here I am.
Well, there's no need. Shouldn't you be with your parents?
I was with them earlier, but they know how important it is that I talk to you today.
There's really nothing left to say. You don't believe in me, but that's okay, because Marianne and I are moving forward with our plans anyway.
I think there was a misunderstanding.
I heard what you said to Stanley Green.
Yes, but you don't know why I said it. Stanley is notoriously awful to work for. He is by far the most difficult board member we have, and he never pays his invoices on time.
I see.
I was trying to protect you.
Well, I apologize for jumping to conclusions. Thank you for clearing that up. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Edward hesitates at the door and turns.
There's actually one more thing I really need to clear up. I don't know what you think you saw between Lucy and me, but we are just friends. That is all we will ever be.
Really?
Really.
He approaches her. Brandon and Marianne peek around a corner at them.
Maybe we should...
Fresh air.
That would be great.
At Holiday Square.
Looks like we have it all to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we spent so much time getting ready for the party, we've hardly any time to enjoy Christmas, just you and I.
Ella hangs back. Edward turns to see her a few steps back.
Please?
Ever since we had our first disagreement about the painting, you have challenged me, you've motivated me, and you have made me laugh the entire time. In fact,
He pulls the snowman scarf out from under his coat.
You bought it!
Couldn't let my destiny scarf get away. And I couldn't let you get away.
You couldn't?
You're extraordinary.
She grins.
You make me sound pretty great.
I think you and me are perfect together.
She shakes her head and frowns with a small grin.
No one has frustrated me more. could honestly drive me crazy. But in the best possible way.
He steps to her.
Ella Dashwood, I am wild about you.
I'm wild about you too, Edward Ferris.
She fingers his scarf, pulling him in closer.
Do you want to take a risk with me?
He offers her a hand.
More than anything.
She takes his hand and they join together in a kiss. They watch as the light snow begins falling and then kiss again. Now at Marianne's home, they toast by the tree.
Here you go.
Great.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Elle and Edward kiss again. Moving in close to a snowman ornament on the tree.